You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Mike McNamara for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning, wherever you be. Gotta wish my cousin Tom a happy birthday. That's right, he turns 58 today. Right. Tom, best man at my wedding, and one of the best friends I have on the planet, like a brother to me. So, happy birthday, Big Tom, and hope you have an awesome, awesome day. And my cousin isn't just, he's a great guy. He's the, he works for the, he's an accountant. I know. The no, he's still a good guy though, in spite of having a dorky profession. So but we've hung out since we were little guys. So went to college together for a year, and I think the low point of his academic career. Was going to school with me. I hated accounting. Hated it with a passion. I still hate it. Somebody says accounting, my eyes roll in my head like, oh, really? So we're just going to memorize rules. Okay, that takes a lot of talent. So I've hated it. Like, anything that involved memorizing rules, I did not care for. Yeah, I think the last thing I really went for like that was memorizing was my multiplication table. And I flipped that into division, right? So if you could multiply, you could divide, right? Just as a rearranging those numbers. So it was kind of a two-in-one bargain. I didn't know it at the time. But then everything after that, like geometry, all those different rules, yeah. I don't even know how I staggered through the geometry. So accounting shows up. I think accounting won in my freshman year of college. And I'm like, this is bullshit, man. Oh, yeah, let's more rules for amortization. Oh, more rules for capital accumulation. More rules for debt, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are you kidding me? God almighty. Like, who goes to school to learn this stuff, right? Can't they just give me a book for this, right? Like, really? So anyway, I don't take accounting 2 till I'm a senior in college. So I pretty much have forgotten everything. Now, Tom's an accounting major. So we take the midterm in his class, accounting 2, we take together. And he gets the highest grade in the class. I get the lowest grade. I want to say he got a 98. He got 2 points taken off for spelling. I got a 54. Boom. So now, but this is my last semester in college. So I have to make a decision here. I have to get at least a C minus in the class because it's in my major. If I get a D, I don't graduate. Okay. Now, so I decide, like, if I have to get on my knees and beg this teacher to give me a C minus, I have no problem doing that. So he tries to, we study together and, the cram for this thing, and I don't know. The guy somehow gave me a C minus, and I got through the class. Anyway, so one day we're sitting in class, and I had one of my friends who's now an assistant football coach. I won't tell you where, but I'll leave it at that. I don't want to give up too much about his identity. Anyway, he showed me this trick that you can do with your scrotum. What you do is you grab between your scroti and, your unit. And if you make it into like a tight sack and then you can pulse it. And that was he used to call that the chicken heart. Right. So, It's pretty kind of a drinking fun trick to do, right? Hey, check it out, the chicken heart. And everybody turns and looks like, oh, what a... But it was good for a laugh, done in appropriate circumstances, right? And sometimes even in inappropriate circumstances. So I'm sitting in accounting class, and the only time I ever did this in my entire college career, we're sitting in the front row. Like, who sits in the front row of a class? I never did. So I don't know if we were late, or I don't know if Tom talked me into it, because, like, he graduated summa cum laude. Exactly. One of those guys. So anyway, I don't know if he talked me into sitting in the front row, or there was just all the back seats have been taken because we got there late or whatever. So we're sitting in the front row all the way as you're facing the teacher to the right. So my seat is next to the wall, and Tom's sitting next to me. And it was a tiered classroom, so it's got a table. It had a table in front of you, and it was those chairs that are attached to the table, so they kind of swoop, they pivot out, and then they swivel, right? So I'm against the wall, and I'm sitting in my chair, and now the guy teaching it, don't remember his name, he's accounting. He's an accounting guy. Like, what are you going to remember about him? Okay, let's talk about this rule, and then let's talk about this rule. Then let's talk about applying this rule. Oh, God. So, of course, I'm not really paying attention. I'm looking around at class, and he's on the other side of the room, and everybody's heads followed him. And so I think, maybe I should get the chicken heart out. And so I kind of contemplated for a second or two, and I decide, this is a good idea. In accounting class, Tom will love this. So I get the chicken heart out, right? And so I went to the University of San Diego. You're wearing shorts, right? So, in fact, I think I'm wearing like a bathing suit, like a pair of OP shorts or a bathing suit at the time. Pretty popular. Cool guys wore them. And my flip-flops. So I haul out the chicken heart, and then I say, and he turns and looks, right? He sees the chicken heart. Now, I position myself so nobody else can really see, okay? Unless the person on the other side of Tom, like, pivots their chair back and turns all the way around. And I'll react before that. So I was pretty confident that I wouldn't get booted out of school for exposing myself. So he turns and he looks, and he starts laughing. And then I just turn, and I go back to my, I pivot, and I go back to my desk like I'm actually paying attention. And then I just look at him like, what's wrong with him? And he's laughing hysterically. And he's trying to, and you know when you're trying to control that? That it's a losing proposition? And the teacher stops class and looks at him. And I'm looking at him like, what's wrong with you? And he's trying not to laugh. And he controls it. He gets the control at one time. And the teacher resumes the class, and then he explodes. He explodes in a ball of laughter. And I'm looking at him like, geez, kid, you better get your act together, man. What's wrong with you? So when he explodes the second time, he just stands up. He grabs his book, and he leaves. Now, mind you, there's no cell phones or anything else that could have been amusing at the time. It was some, what happened to that kid? So class ends, and I go strolling outside, and he looks at me, and he says, that was funny. I said, are you kidding me? That was awesome. The element of surprise and all of that? Come on. The improbability that you would see the chicken heart in accounting too here at the University of San Diego? But anyway, so happy birthday to my cousin Tom. Yeah. A little bit of history right there. Saw the first Notre Dame football game I've ever seen with Tom. Yeah, we went up, we didn't have tickets, drove up to the Coliseum and watched Notre Dame play for the first time, which is kind of a big deal in our family, at the Coliseum against the hated USC Trojans. Ugh, oh boy. But, the chicken heart. I watched a program last night that Ohio Man turned me on to. If you're not watching it, you should go to your guide and find what the hell's the name of it. Oh, I want to say Command and Control. It's not Command and Control though. It's called Chain of Command on the National Geographic Channel. You should record it. You'll learn a lot. For those of us who've got out of the military, you'll see the incredible strides that they've made since our departure in terms of improving the stuff we used. But it shows the fight for Mosul. General Dunford is prominent in it. And now the Marine Corps deploying as part of Task Force Southwest. One of our battalion commanders in Afghanistan in 2011, Lieutenant Colonel by the name of Reed. He is now a colonel, and he is leading under General Roger Turner. He's leading the 300 Marines. So Lieutenant Colonel Reed, now Colonel Reed. So they show him getting ready to deploy. They show another, both husband and wife getting ready to deploy. So really interesting. First couple episodes, they followed the chairman around. Last night they followed, I think his name's Sergeant Major Troxell. He's the one that made the ETOL comment. Hey, look, if they want to surrender, we'll take care of them. We'll read them their rights or whatever we do. We'll feed them. They'll be entitled to due process, blah, blah, blah. If they want to fight, we'll shoot them in the face. We'll hack their head off with an E-tool. And everybody went, what was that? Oh, no, not fighting. We hate that. That's my imitation of the people that do yoga, the hummingbird people. Oh, my God. Is this really how it works? Do people actually get killed? I thought it was just something on TV. What in God's name is going on with the center? Breathe. Try to. Yeah, right. Anyway, those are the hummingbird. I do a little kind of a cross between Mickey Mouse and the hummingbird people. Because they live in such a crazy world that I don't really know. When I meet them, I look at them, right? The yoga people. And they talk about their non-genetically modified food. And those are things they talk about. And you just look at me and think, like, God bless them, right? I so wish I could
live in the hummingbird world where nobody does anything bad. And if we just try harder, we'll all do better again.
Yeah. I have not inhabited that world. So I find them somewhat, like, I find them interesting.
We can do it! Everybody can be skinny and healthy.
You really can't, okay? You really can't. So, anyway, Chain of Command, National Geographic, good stuff. I've watched the first three episodes so far, got current with it, and then I even started watching the Vietnam series again. Yeah, right? In order to learn it, got to read it a second time. So, anyway, I thought I would watch that. So let me tell you what we're going to do today. We'll obviously check news headlines on Big Tom's birthday, January 23rd. Late last week, Secretary of Defense gave a speech that you need to hear, Secretary Mattis. So we'll hear that, and then we'll discuss that a little bit. But it's about 45 minutes. Gave it at the Brookings Institute. And as I said yesterday, there's an interesting little anecdote. I'm not sure if it's true, but it shows him walking down the street. The anecdote says that he was going to be late, looking at his watch, knows how much time it's going to take him to walk. And he said, "Let's go, boys." Gets them all out, all those Navy braids on all those sleeves. They go bombing down the sidewalk. That's right, with the Secretary of Defense. He loves that too, trust me. Alright, so, and then the gunner will join us. Tomorrow we'll talk, Navy court martials. That's right. Former Marine Beth Harvey, who's joined us previous to talk things legal. She's going to join us again. And we're going to talk, you know, the history of cases like this. And four naval officers on trial for charges that range from manslaughter to dereliction of duty. So anyway, we will go ahead and check that out with Beth. And then on Friday, Jeff Zazulowitz, who's a writer for Navy Times. If you look for stuff about the Navy, Zazulowitz, who's covered the Marine Corps as well, he's written a ton of stuff, and it's good. I read it, so I check his stuff out. Anyway, he's going to join us for the first time. And then next week, starting on Monday, we're going to do a little more Kason stuff. Ken Rogers, who made the movie Bravo, Common Men, Uncommon Valor, he's going to join us on Monday. And then Eric Hamill, he's going to join us on Tuesday in an interview that we'll tape, because Hamill doesn't like to do live stuff. Yeah, he's written 80 books, but can't do it live. Go figure, right? So, if you're familiar with the Marine Corps, you're familiar with Eric Hamill's name. He's written, I don't know, close to probably 50 books about the Marine Corps. Right? You go to a bookstore or the library looking at Marines, you're seeing Eric Hamill's name a lot. So he's going to join us next week. So we'll spend a little time talking about Kason. And we'll broaden it out to talk about the Tet Offensive because in the Burns documentary, Kason, you know, if my memory serves me correctly, Kason a deception to preoccupy the United States. But I'll tell you what, that was a pretty expensive deception. As deceptions go, I'm not an expert on deception, but I do play one on the radio. And let me tell you, the next time, if you were working for me, and the next time you brought up the word deception, you get your ass thrown right out of the CP. Okay, you and all that deception stuff, just shut up with that. You know how many guys you got killed the last time you said that word? So anyway, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. So looking for more Kason people and to move the kaleidoscope relative to that incredible battle. And then the other thing I'm going to do today is I'm going to I got a couple emails about this audio right here that I played, and I only got through part of it.
As much as we didn't, you know. And I shot him, and I remember his eyes, and I remember him going down.
So I'm gonna wind that up, and you're going to hear this trench-clearing bit of audio from Ken Rogers' documentary, Bravo. And I'm going to play the first part of it, because the first part's awesome. First part is, you know, guy talking about being out on an OP and almost getting stepped on by NVA soldiers who were moving towards Kason. They were all asleep, and these guys walk up on him, and he's trying to move his hand to his trigger slowly so none of them notice that he's laying there. One of them almost steps on his arm. And so the opening is riveting. And then we'll jump fast forward to this trench clearing thing, which they do late in the campaign. But these guys, and I was texting Ken Rogers yesterday. I said, 50 years, ? He's like, man, it seems like yesterday some days. And you'll hear, he just captured this video within the last, I don't know, 3 years, maybe 4 years. His wife said to him, you know, he's just a normal working stiff. After one of their reunions, she said, hey, you know what? Those stories are incredible. We should capture them. And that has turned into, they're making a second documentary now. about lifelong caregivers. Another theme going forward for All Marine Radio is caregivers who didn't sign up for this, but they do that. So anyway, good morning to you. Thanks for making All Marine Radio part of your day. You'll hear Secretary Mattis, and then you'll hear guys from Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26th Marines. So sit back, relax, enjoy the morning. Again, thanks for joining us. United States Marine Corps Band will make it official. Good morning. As it was yesterday, all week is dedicated to the Marines and sailors and anybody else who set foot at Quezon during the battle during 1968. God bless you. Hope you're doing well. To those who are no longer with us, fair winds and following seas, we salute your courage. 77 days of getting the shit pounded out of you. And then like, all right, what's next? Yeah, the rest of your life is next. So this is dedicated to them.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
in Quantico. Claudian 56. Camp Lejeune warmed right up, man. Claudian 65. Nice. Congratulations. Granbury, Texas. Getting cold again. Sun and 37. Up in Montana, it is cloudy and 30. Twin Palms, a little bit warmer. Sun and 45. Pendleton, sun and 38. It's supposed to be in the mid-70s at Camp Pendleton today. No, Camp Pendleton ought to hit 80, because for us it'll be in the mid-70s. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 62. Pretty normal. Mars is normal. Clear, dark, and 50 at the home of All Marine Radio. Right on the beautiful California coast. It is sunny and 43 degrees. Looking for a high of 75 today. Nice. 73 tomorrow, 65 on Thursday. Let us look at our weather. We'll check headlines when we come back. On a birthday, on a birthday Tuesday. For Big Tom. Big Tom's birthday today. That's right. We love birthdays. We'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Just looking at a headline on Fox. Washington governor warns DMV not to help ICE agents. I really don't understand. I mean, we fought a civil war, you know, we fought a civil war about stuff like this, right? And that civil war established the federal government as the ascendant power in the United States of America. And so the behavior of California and the behavior of, and I'll just say this, I've been reading the last, I don't know, two or three weeks about the financial situation in California and how structurally revenue comes into the state. California is a house of cards, man. And the end is coming. And for all these states that are democratically controlled, they get a lot of votes from public employees, right? The public employee unions around the state. And let me just tell you, those pensions are gutting the states. California's pension liability has doubled since, you think I'm going to say 1994, right? 2009. Hannah Montana, say what? Exactly, 2009. Crazy stuff. Unsustainable stuff. So, anyway, but I don't get this stuff. Okay? I don't get this stuff. Like, I understand. Hey, look, we need a warrant to detain somebody. We're not going to detain somebody on a phone call. Okay, I get that. Due process. I get it. And clearly, federal warrants for people that have been deported 5 or 6 times, suspected in felonies, that's probably not too difficult to get. But the out now, in my opinion, we're running our own show in this state. Is something that I hope plays out in the Supreme Court pretty quickly, because it's getting to the point of being stupid. And the other thing that it does is it highlights the need for us to have comprehensive immigration reform, and we need to do reasonable things with immigration, and we need to get beyond it as a problem in our society. So that, look, Dreamers, you're not an issue. Your parents, Dreamers, you're here, you know, I think Dreamers ought to be granted a pathway towards citizenship. Yeah, citizenship with a C. Their parents ought to be, in my opinion, we're not going to deport 11 million of them, but we need to turn the page. It is in our best interest to turn the page on this shit. They need to be granted some legal status in this country. Okay? And get beyond it. The felons among them, right, they become isolated, get them out of the country, secure the southern border, stop this chain migration at the nuclear family, okay? So if you come in, your wife obviously can come in, your kids come in, your mom and dad can come in. But you know what? Nobody else can come in. And for anybody else to come in, they've got to get their own paperwork. They've got to get in. I mean, is that unreasonable? I don't think so. The whole, you know, the number one migratory category when you look at immigration in the United States is chain migration. And the whole lottery thing, make that go away yesterday. So but we need to get on the other side of this issue. We need to deal with this issue. Now, asking the politicians we just saw on display do that, again, is the reason that D. Trump got elected. To go to Washington, D.C. and burn it down. Anyway, more of Auburn Radio coming up next. Boom. Nielsen.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard.
Alan Jackson. Alright, there's a ton of news today, and I need to blow through it in a hurry because I want to play Secretary Mattis' speech. Top story. We'll go straight to the early bird because most of the stories included in Marine Corps Times are in the Marine Corps section of the early bird. So there's, but ton of news. SpaceX keeps the Air Force's confident after satellite's loss. The U.S. Air Force Command that certified Elon Musk's space exploration technology, which is SpaceX, for military missions says it remains confident of the company's capabilities despite the disappearance this month of a classified satellite it launched. So anyway, supposedly the fault for the functioning of the satellite was not the launching agency, it was the satellite itself, which I believe was made by Northrop Grumman. The second article, shutdown over, Congress reaches deal to restart the government. You probably know about that. And then the next two articles deal with defense spending. Both of them feel one is entitled Time to Bust the Caps. Senators feel optimistic about Defense Department deal as government prepares to reopen. So that's a good sign. The Defense Department sorely needs a budget, and it's for whatever reason that drum is being beaten. I'd like to say it's because they believe in the national defense, but normally there's some other nefarious political reason that they're doing that. It gives them a chance to win on whatever issue. I don't really care about that. But the nation's defense, if you haven't paid attention, it's like a cage match right now. Right? We have this shrinking violet that is Europe, next to us, and we have the Russians and the Iranians and the Taliban over Yah, and then on this side we got Crazy Man with the bad haircut up in North Korea. We've got Vladimir Putin taking off his shirt again, and then we got the Chinese. Yeah, cage match, all against the United States. Bring it on, bitches! Let's do this. Anyway, it might be appropriate to get some money to the Department of Defense, you think? But, you know, being who they are and how they do what they do, they will screw it up. Story that's making headlines around the country, American Veterans, AMVETS, says the NFL censored its ad against flag protests. So in a story you'll see on TV, no doubt, pretty interesting little bit of censorism. I might have just made up a word. American vets officials are decrying, quote, corporate censorship, unquote, from the National Football League for their decision not to run an ad in their Super Bowl program that responds to league players' decisions to kneel for the national anthem in protest of national equity issues. The ad, which would have cost the veteran organization $30,000, features the tag hashtag please stand with a picture of a service member saluting the American flag and information on how to donate to the congressionally chartered organization. Group leaders said NFL officials refused to include the ad in their Super Bowl publication, but did not issue a reason why. In a statement, AMVET's national commander, Marion Polk, said the issue is one of fairness and respect. And it shows Mr. Polk, along with the ad that they wanted to run, and I guess the Super Bowl program. Freedom of speech works both ways, he said. We respect the rights of those who choose to protest, as these rights are precisely what our members have fought for, in many cases died for. But imposing corporate censorship to deny the same right to those veterans who have earned it for all of us is reprehensible and totally beyond the pale. In a statement, NFL Vice President of Communications Brian McCarthy said the Super Bowl game program is designed for fans to commemorate and celebrate the game, players, teams, and the Super Bowl. It's never been a place for advertising that could be considered by some as a political statement. Interesting. NFL is garbage, honestly. And how that guy got his contract extended and got it increased to, what, $50 million a year is pretty amazing. We need to get his agent to represent the rest of us. Overseas operation. ISIS claims that they killed an American soldier. The Pentagon denied that. Interesting story quoting General... Stand by. Major General Russell A. Sanborn, Commander of Marine Corps Forces Europe and Africa. Quote, there are peer competitors that are out there that are willing and capable to hand our ass to us. He didn't say ass, I threw that in there. Are we ready? So in the speech you're going to hear coming up, that's one of the focuses of Secretary Mattis's comments. Peer-to-peer competitors, are we ready for it? I think the answer, to that is no. We're not ready. Our aviation component can't get into the air. So the sad truth is, we're not ready. Secretary Mattis, U.S. is very alert to tensions between the Turks and the Kurds in Syria. Next one. U.S. asked Turkey to show restraint. Right. The doctor who aided the hunt for Osama bin Laden is languishing in a Pakistani jail. Oh, that's a surprise. Not. Next headline. U.S. warns Russia on Syrian chemical weapons after a new attack is reported. Ruh-roh. Exactly. This story is in the Japan Times. Human rights monitors say 21 people, including children, suffered breathing difficulties Monday after an alleged chemical attack on a besieged rebel enclave outside of Damascus. Washington is not yet in a position to confirm the latest reports, but officials noted that Russia has hamstrung UN efforts to probe previous allegations of regime atrocities. Quote, civilians are being killed and it's not acceptable, said Steve Goldstein, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Public Affairs, told reporters on Monday in Washington, D.C. Russia has failed to rid Syria of chemical weapons, which they said they were going to do when they went there, and they've been blocking chemical weapons organizations. Enough is enough, he warned. But Moscow, along with Iran and Turkey, and there you go, right? The Three Stooges has been running a parallel peace initiative under its own auspices out of Astana and Sochi, and the 8-year-old civil war continues. All right, so just know that. that accusations of chemical attacks resurface in Syria. The death toll from the attack in Kabul has risen to 21. I've seen estimates that are as high as 40, including 14 foreigners, and there is a number of those that are American. Secretary Mattis is in Southeast Asia amid his strategic speech that you're going to hear momentarily. So that's interesting. And well and good, he should be out there, because if we talk about the greatest threat to the United States, it's probably not coming from Afghanistan at this point, or Iraq or Syria. Navy A-10s are going to deploy to Afghanistan. So for those of you who haven't seen an A-10, check it out. They're relatively slow-flying jets. They shoot a, I want to say it's a about a 25 to 40 millimeter cannon, and it just annihilates stuff. And it's a close air support platform. The Air Force has been trying to retire it forever, and nobody allows them to do that. So they are going to redeploy to Afghanistan. I was also reading an article over the weekend that talked about after the attack in Kabul that you will see more of that. You'll see more of that as the United States and our Afghan partners thump the shit out of the Taliban. That you will see more irregular attacks, and so stand by to stand by. The concerning piece of all that, and again, this is no small attack. When they use weapons they've stolen, which they have a finite inventory of, uniforms that they've stolen, and whatever, that's a big operation that they undertake. Okay, it's a big operation. And because of the response of the Afghan security forces, it did not last for days. It did not involve, you know, again, 22 people is a significant number. But in terms of what they were trying to engineer, they did not come close. The level of planning and work that goes into that attack is huge, though. So the article sought to draw a parallel between this attack is a symptom or an indicator that the Afghan and the American approach currently being undertaken is working. Marine Corps, top headlines today. Modernizing infantry Marines. Big changes are coming as grunts take on more of a special ops style missions. So, you know, again, Gunnar has talked about this. You know, with but one, you know, Osprey, you could re-outfit the entire infantry arm of the Marine Corps with communication devices, better protection, better equipment, and the Commandant seems determined to go ahead and do that. The Japanese Times has an article about Lieutenant General Nicholson, and this is a rehash of a writer of an article that was written months ago, and that is this goes to a court-martial for child abuse of Dan Wilson, formerly a colonel in the United States Marine Corps. He went to Australia, and within a week was on the blotter, meaning the crime report, the crime blotter. It was reported to Nicholson, and I believe it was treated as he'd gone there and got drunk event and not looked into any further because of Wilson's combat record. What later happens, Wilson redeploys to the United States, goes to Camp Lejeune, and he is currently in I'm not sure if he's in Leavenworth right now, but he's convicted of sexual assault on a juvenile. So, General Nicholson, in Japanese times, in a regurgitation of a story, for what is perceived as his lack of due diligence relative to that case. And, final headline, Marine Corps wants, more cyber, or their cyber ops to be more like special operations. Again, the whole cyber thing, I don't understand how, to me, it is like special ops, right? For those of you who don't know, there is no special operations Marine Corps. We have stood up our, you know, Marine special operators, but they come from the Marine Corps, but they go to, you know, Special Operations Command, and they're special operators. They work for them. They do that. Marine Corps sells them uniforms and things like that, but they are part of that command. So, again, I've asked questions like, how does cyber ops work at the, you know, at the tactical level? Where are those guys? Where do they plug in? What do they do? What are they protecting from? What are they exploiting? Yada, yada, yada. And so, anyway, I'll probably get somebody on to talk about that. All right, with that said, let me go ahead and we'll take a quick break. I'll get Secretary Mattis teed up. You'll hear his speech that he gave last week at Johns Hopkins about the strategic direction of the Department of Defense. So, on a Tuesday, Big Tom's birthday, more of All Marine Radio coming up next. I'm getting texts from my buddies. Hey, Mac, wish Big Tom happy birthday. Would have loved to have been there. Would have loved to have been there for the chicken heart. I'm surprised that your cousin didn't have more discipline than to get booted out of class. Unbelievable. Yeah, you know what? I'm surprised too. He should have been a little bit more tightly buttoned than that, but Tom, a little bit undisciplined at times. More of a Marine Radio coming up next. Secretary Mattis in his own words.